thinks this is a good bill.
Given the huge deficit we have, the idea of asking teachers to pay more of their health insurance and all public employees and pay more of their pensions seems entirely reasonable.
A vote could come today. Someone tossed a grenade into a group of protesters in Yemen today, injuring more than 20 people. There's more fighting on the streets of Sana'a between pro- and anti-government demonstrators. There's a huge celebration going on in Cairo a week after the fall of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Police don't like a cost-cutting idea from Connecticut's governor. He says decriminalizing the possession of small amounts of pot would keep minor offenders out of jail and save money. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Head to Lowe's for the President's Day event and save Benjamins, Washingtons, and the rest of them. Right now, get 18-month special financing on purchases of $397 or more when you use your Lowe's card. And take 15% off Energy Star appliances or 10% off other major appliances, $397 and up. Plus, an instant $5 off with every $50 purchase on paint and paint supplies. Celebrate with savings. President's Day at Lowe's. Experience. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offers valid 2/17/11 to 2/21/11. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy, photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Forest Hills porcelain tile, now just 98 cents a square foot. A beautiful new look for a surprising low price. Use them inside or out. These tiles are made to handle whatever you dish out beautifully. We're lowering the cost of first steps towards a new floor with durable Forest Hills porcelain tiles, now just 98 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Arr, ahoy mateys, Captain Salty here. Have you been sailing around looking for that perfect golden deep-fried battered halibut and cod? Succulent, crisp, tasty fish prepared fresh from the galley? Then you need to dock your boat at Neal's Halibut and Seafood and Draper. I know what you're thinking. Tis a bit far from the ocean. Ah, trust old Captain Salty here. He'll sail back into Neal's again and again for the homemade clam chowder. Parmesan halibut, grilled salmon, or try one of Neal's hidden treasures like seafood chimichanga, bursting with lobster meat, crab, and diced green chilies. Indulge yourself with crispy fish tacos and Neal's special recipe coleslaw. Arr, the old captain hasn't forgotten you landlubbers either. Neal's has tasty flame-broiled burgers, tender chicken, and hearty sandwiches, plus all the sides. Get a cold one on tap or in the bottle. Trust the old captain, me hearties. Drop anchor at Neal's Halibut and Seafood and Draper at 122 East and 123rd South, just off I-15. Neal's Halibut and Seafood is open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Dine in or take out, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Needles does cook it right. See you there, matey. Arr.
Utah Yellow Pages designs and publishes the only true community phone books in Salt Lake City. We make it easier for customers to find businesses and profitable for businesses to find customers. We level the playing field for local companies to score local business. Everyone wins when we keep it local. Call Tanya and mention this ad for a special discount at 801-262-6411, 262-6411, or visit us online at myutahyellowpages.com today.
Stockwell. Broadcasting live from the KTKK studios in Salt Lake City, Utah, this is the Jack Stockwell radio program. To contact Jack from Salt Lake City, dial 254-5855. And now the consummate voice of sense and sensibility himself, Jack Stockwell.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Glad to be with you this morning. It's 7:06 and a little change, and it is the Jack Stockwell radio program. Jack is not going to be with us this morning. Oh, I hear a big sigh coming out of the ether. I'm a little disappointed, too. I wanted to hear about that brown dwarf. Doggone it. I have an affinity for dwarfs. No, we're talking about the, you know, a brown dwarf is a sun that is in a cycle of collapse. It isn't a black hole yet, but it is hurting. It's down to something about the size of Jupiter, as I not Jupiter, I don't know, a big gaseous planet, but obviously many times as massive. Jack was going to tell us about that. He's gotten a little bit on the busy side this morning. I'm Dale Williams. I'll be with you here for 2 hours in substitution. We're going to relax and just have a good time. I have my friend Clint Richardson from We Are Change Utah with us with me this morning in the booth. We'll have another We Are Change person coming in. And Jack is going to go and dig on his honor. He is going to dig into the question, this astrophysical question of, is something headed towards the Earth? If so, what? What is what are our controllers doing to try to secrete that information? And how can we have our eye out and be aware of things? You know, obviously we can't do much if there is a heavenly body sort of entering our neighborhood in terms of planet Earth, but we could at least know where to look, I suppose. Anyway, the metaphors are sort of overlapping on themselves this morning. Clint, good morning, Clint Richardson. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you for having me again.
Well, it's always a pleasure. It's very tempting, of course, to bring Clint in. I guess people think I flatter him, but he has a great voice for radio, and he has a great mind for what we're trying to do here. You know, I'm a very traditional type of a host when it comes to K-Talk's long pattern of, well, let's see, 46 years, I think. We're in our 46 years of talk-formatted radio here. And, Clint, what the radio station has always meant to me and a lot of other listeners is that there's a watchdog there. There's some place where the BS might not be quite so deep, and from time to time you can pick out some stuff that's really important, that maybe even critical. I'm looking this morning at a story. Did I finish my thought, by the way? Jack will be back tomorrow, and Jack is going to talk about the brown dwarf, or, you know, planets on a long arc, all that stuff. So it's going to be better when he does actually treat the subject, so don't get frustrated.
Would tomorrow be Monday?
Did I say tomorrow?
I'm just making sure.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you said fact check.
It's 7:09. Yeah, it's 7:09 a.m. 5:30 wake up. It's horrible. Anyway, let's say Monday. I don't know. Sometimes he likes to save the real far out interesting stuff like that till later in a given week. But anyway, it's coming. Not to worry. We're going to take calls through the course of 2 hours at some point, and I'll give you a heads up about that. But we're going to talk among ourselves a little bit first. There's a story, Clint Richardson, and we have your friend Greg Walton, who's also involved with We Are Change Utah. Now, I get an occasional email. It's funny. I get some of my most spear through the head, that is, like throwing spear through the head type emails from some of my most avid listeners. You know, it's just a little bit like family. You know, the most bitter fighting that takes place between siblings. That's a little bit how the relationship I have with some of my listeners. And they get mad sometimes because Uncle Dale gets on here and just complains a lot. And they'll throw around a lot of rhetoric, and then, you know, but there's not enough substance for them, and there's not enough remedial action suggestions, as if somebody who comes down and blabs on the radio inherently would have solutions. I don't necessarily see that as part of my role here. My role is as an expositor of some things, but the difference is the We Are Change folks, they actually go out and try to do something. And so that's why we like to have them on, and they're also young and vital, and you know, young enough to actually be out in the cold and all that, and to catch somebody going into their bureaucratic duties and maybe ask a few questions and that kind of thing. There is a whopper of a story that has now burst the borders of the internet and is actually being reported by, just for giggles, I brought it because I know, you know, some of the listeners won't believe me unless my story comes from some kind of established source, so to speak. It's even being reported on Fox News, this story. That's how crazy it is.
That's amazing.
That is, you know, that the establishment is in jeopardy of having big trouble, and I mean the Barack Obama administration. When you see a story break the threshold of Fox News, that means it's broken its containment. Back on February 2nd even, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, this is from Fox News, the agency tasked with keeping U.S. guns from being smuggled to Mexico, has come under fire for allegedly allowing firearms to cross the border into Mexico. Last Friday, Senator Charles Grassley, Republican, Iowa, sent a letter to the ATF stating that his office had received, quote, numerous allegations that the ATF sanctioned the sale of hundreds of assault weapons to suspected straw purchasers. Straw purchasers, folks, if you're not a gun nut, means that I might not be a kind of person who can legally buy a firearm, so I give you $500 and you go buy it for me.
Let's just say that hundreds of firearms, for those who don't know how to read media, means thousands.
Yeah, that's the safe version of thousands. They say hundreds. The ATF sanctioned the sale of hundreds of assault weapons to suspected straw purchasers who then allegedly transported these weapons through the southwest border area and into Mexico. Grassley asked for ATF officials to meet with his staff to discuss the matter, noting that there are serious concerns that the ATF may have become careless, if not negligent, in implementing the Gunrunner strategy. Gunrunner is the name of the ATF operation to keep guns from entering Mexico. Folks, the real reportage on this story comes from better sources like whatreallyhappened.com. And they, of course, go over to the Sipsey Street Irregulars. I know that's hard to hear and hard to get across intelligibly on the radio, but it's Sipsey, like sip your drink. Sipsey, S-E-Y, then. Sipsey Street Irregulars. We'll give you some other URLs for internet stories. But you basically go to your search engine and put in ATF, Sipsey Street Irregulars, Mike Vanderbow, David Kudrea. Any of those names with the ATF will bring the stories up, and they have a timeline of this thing. Now, Clint, I don't want to insult our listeners too early in the morning, but not everybody's mind thinks like the ATF. Why would the ATF want guns, want American-made military-style weapons? Because they're not actual assault rifles, but, you know, like an AR-15... or an AK clone. Why would they want them to go to Mexico, do you suppose?
Well, I mean, we'd have to go through history and ask the same question about why the CIA has been running drugs, why President Clinton was one of the top drug folks in the business, why everybody committed suicide around Clinton for some unknown reason. I mean, there's countless.
It's hard to know how deep to shove your shovel into,
but, I mean,
into this, right?
What we're talking about is what's happened throughout history, where the bankers, which I won't say that bankers have definitive power, because, you know, as I've shown, the banks are literally owned by government investments. But what we will say is that throughout history, the bankers have been funding governments, including the governments that are opposite of each other. And so by giving weapons to your enemy, where as a banker you don't really have enemies, everybody's your enemy. So
right.
you get two people to fight against each other, mm-hmm. and you arm both sides, just as the bankers have been doing, for many years, many centuries, I should say. It's pretty obvious the reason is that they want to stir the pot.
Yeah, well, that's right. Ultimately, now you take a big, long, broad, and deep strategic bite when you analyze that question. But I see also that there's benefit to the bureaucracies at every level as you go down. I forgot a couple of very important details here about the story. Some of these weapons that can be traced right back to purchases, legal so-called purchases, apparently legal purchases in the United States, were involved in the death of a Border Patrol agent. And apparently none of us would know about this story, about the ATF's dirty dealing here, if it wasn't for a couple of ATF agents themselves. And in fairness, we should say that. There are apparently a couple of conscientious agents trying to bring attention to this. That's why otherwise Grassley, Senator Grassley, wouldn't come out in public and talk about the fact that his office is going to look into it. This, ladies and gentlemen, this story, it has legs potentially.
Oh,
and it's monstrous. The fact that it has surfaced on now the mainstream news outlets bodes very badly for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I love that name. The Department of Justice, the Attorney General of the United States of America, Eric Holder, and you know who up at the top of the pyramid. Now, people will, heads will roll before it ever gets to Barack Obama. It's not going to, I don't think, bother our sainted president ultimately. But Clint, this could go all the way. This could go all the way to the office of the Attorney General. And wouldn't we like to see him just for a moment's satisfaction? It's not going to change the nature of the regime. But wouldn't we love to see him sent into orbit over this?
Oh, that would be a beautiful thing. I think we can all agree. You know, I mean, it's not often that we get, as people, we get justice for all these things that are happening. And honestly, this could blow open, the entire drug trade, really. The so-called war on drugs, the so-called war on guns, the so-called war on everything. It really is a farce.
Oh, they're so full of beans. And I know it's early. If I was listening, you know, you come into these conversations. I'm sorry to cut into you again. I'm going to stop doing that, I promise. But, hey, people, I would hardly be conscious at this moment if I wasn't down here. Let's paint the picture. We're coming to break in a moment, but let's just paint the picture. If you're the ATF, your immediate benefit is that you get to prove that there's a problem with allowing such free trade up in this country in so-called assault rifles and battle rifles and military-style weapons. They need to have more oversight. There has to be a registration base. There have to be more ATF agents and more money going to the ATF in order to take on this new task. Or they're going to get guns in Mexico and shoot little brown babies and innocent people and women and kids.
Now, wait a minute. We gotta take this a step further, because there's been report after report of literally parks being taken over by Mexico down at, 10 miles of national park being taken over by the Mexican cartels down there. So those guns are being used to kill, rape, and pillage American homes across the border.
Well, that's true. I mean, the Mexican, when we try to say the Mexican military or the Mexican federal police, are we supposed to, think of them as distinct from the drug cartels? I mean, the country is a narco kind of terrorist state with warring factions. Here comes our break. And it is very well armed. If not another gun ever crosses the border from an American gun shop originally, they'll have plenty of battle rifles, assault rifles, belt-fed machine guns, and grenade launchers. We'll be back. Stay with us.
AM 630, K-Talk. Honest talk, serious solutions.
Hi, this is Tim Alders for my friends for American Financing. Last year, mortgage interest rates were at historic lows. If you didn't take advantage of it, you have another chance. Mortgage rates are low again, but they will go up, and this is your opportunity to call right now, 801-485-3838. With today's economy and the changes to the rules regarding the financial industry, it's nice to know that American Financing is a stable mortgage company with a history of helping thousands of customers. They specialize in refinancing and home purchasing. American Financing can pre- pre-qualify you in an hour and can close in as fast as 8 days. They are the banker. This helps speed up the approval process, and they can save their customers money with in-house underwriters. They employ salaried mortgage loan officers who are experts, not some high-pressured 100% commission salesperson. American Financing cares about you, and they will come to you for your convenience. 801-485-3838. That's 485-3838, or visit us at AmericanFinancing.net and tell them Tim Alder sent you.
Prices Guaranteed Doors Anniversary Sale is almost over. We've rolled back our prices to 1984. You can buy a two-car garage door for only $500 installed. A single garage door is only $299 installed. While you're at it, add a 7-foot garage door opener for only $199 installed. Or you could replace that drafty front door for only $295. That price includes a new frame, new threshold, new hardware, tax and labor, all for only $295. Be one of the next 10 callers and we'll add a free lifetime maintenance program with any garage door purchase. That's a $259 value. Our anniversary sale only happens once a year. Call now. We are the door specialist since 1984. Call today, 975-7575. That's 975-7575. Prices Guaranteed Doors, saving you money since 1984.
Tune in on Sundays at 4 p.m. to learn the latest cutting-edge science of health with your hosts Hugo Rodier, M.D. and Gary Olson, D.C. on the Integrative Health Show, sponsored by Pioneer Comprehensive Medical Clinic in Draper. Our country is suffering from poor health due to nutritional, environmental, and stress problems. Learn how to address these problems and not rely on symptomatic treatments that often have too many side effects. The Integrative Health Show, Sundays at 4 p.m. Talk AM 630.
The voice of Utah, AM 630 K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live, local, two-way talk.
I'm bringing it to you personally. I'm bringing it to you personally.
Hey, we're back. If you're just joining us, I know our audience starts to build. I've actually seen little graphs and things like that about this. It starts to build, and it becomes really large at 8 o'clock. It's better for me, Dale Williams, that is sitting in for Jack today, not to think about such things, because I'll start to lock up and I'll start to get even more stilted and aggravating. I'll aggravate even more. All right. I am glad to be here, however. It is a privilege to be able to run Jack's show after 15 years of hard work. We have Clint Richardson with us, which is good company at any time under any circumstances. Clint more or less runs We Are Change Utah, and we have an old caller, not an old man, but we have a a former caller from that I remember from my morning show, and always would enjoy his input into programs. We're talking about our government facilitating the transshipment of privately held firearms across the border into Mexico, the very entity that is supposed to prevent that from happening, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and Bad Behavior. Let's talk to Phil, see if Phil is still with us. Phil, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Williams. I used to like to go, this is kind of linking with your story about the firearms, maybe bumping up against it a little bit. There are a bunch of Mexican little fast food restaurants around the valley, Beto's kind of places. And there was one near my house that I used to like to go to, I liked their food. And, my last name being Montaño, and you can go figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
So, I was in there one evening, I have hours, so I eat dinner sometimes at 10 o'clock at night, just the way I do things. And there were a table of people eating in there. All of them male, all of them, let's say between 18 and 26 or 28, perhaps in age group. Now you look at a table of American young men and how they're going to be dressed, pants down around their ankles, you know, weird, funny hair, tattoos everywhere. These guys were young Mexican men, clean cut. I mean, like military shaved haircuts, sharp clothes, sharp eyes, clear, you know, just, so what struck me is I was looking at the cadre of the uprising that's going to take place, perhaps, on our soil here. Mm-hmm. And then these were you know, these were men that would be carrying those AK-47s once they found their way back up here.
Well, let me cut into you for a second, Phil, and I'm going to give you plenty of time to flesh out your story. But are you saying, because I have had very parallel experiences, if I think I understand you right, when you looked at these guys, you could tell that they were not Chicano. They were not that they were Mexicans. I mean, yep. Mexican nationals. You could just there's just subtle nuances about their appearance. That's redundant, Clint. You got to catch me on that subtle and nuance. Anyway, there are nuances of their appearance that tell you that these are not gangbangers, nor are they really people integrated into our culture, even the Mexican part of our culture here, the Latin part of our culture in the United States. That these were Mexicans. You could tell.
Yeah. I was a police officer years ago in another life, and both my parents were. And there's just little cues that you pick up on. You can't probably make a list of them, you know, on a piece of paper and say, oh, it was the way he tied his shoes, and his collar was like. It's just little, like you say, subtle things that you just get a feeling and an impression, what one might call profiling, of just recognizing a situation. And that's what I was seeing at that table over there. And that kind of made me start paying more attention as I would go around in my daily life, and you just start noticing them even more. You know, well, look at that, another group of them.
Well, so, I think there's another shoe that you're going to drop here in your call. But let me tell you something. I've had the exact same experience, except at gun shows, right down here at the Southtown Expo or whatever it's called. In Sandy, where the gun show takes place, and I have seen those type of males that you describe, and who are remarkably, like you said, clean cut, you know, well groomed, and very fit. Just they look like military people in civilian clothing almost. I have seen them come into the gun show and buy guns and buy body armor. I have seen them. I saw a couple of them come in. Go right to where they knew they wanted to go, buy two sets of interceptor body armor, and walk out, not interested in the gun show at all. They just anyway, you know where I'm going.
Yeah. You know, and so there it is. I mean, we can deny and obfuscate and try to run away from it all day long, but it's there. You know, that's just.
Well,
it is.
Anything else, Phil? Anything
no, that's
else?
Good.
Well, Phil, you know, I have a question for you, my friend. How is that looked upon? Because I know racial profiling is sort of looked down upon, but what happens when a Mexican-American is racially profiling, his own creed? What does that mean? I mean, is that good or bad? I can't figure it out.
It's called situational awareness in
Dale's
parlance. One needs or is recommended to be aware of their surroundings and of other people in the room. I saw another table in another location. An armored truck guard came in to get lunch for himself and his friend, and another group of Mexican guys. These guys were young, tough-looking guys, and the guard came in armed. You know, they always have their sidearm on. And those guys, you could just sense that they knew now who had the power in the room. It was the guy with the pistol. And all eyes on that table were on that guard the entire time he was in that room.
Right. You can tell when other people are practicing situational awareness, too.
There it is.
Well, Phil, I hope to talk to you again, and your calls are always welcome. You be careful out there, and you're hoping that this thing, I presume, when this is all over, we still have some kind of United States of America. I personally don't see... I don't see how we can hold the Southwest with what's coming or why we would want to. That's my own view of it.
I see California is gone, but that's
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, buddy. Take care.
I'm going to control the show, Dale.
All right. Good to hear from you. Got some other callers. Let's have some fun and just take some calls. We can go into our brilliant analyses anytime here in the next 90 minutes. Let's see who's calling in on Salt Lake Line 4. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I can't help but feel that for those that can remember when Jimmy Carter was president, that a transport aircraft was forced to make a emergency landing down there. I think it was in Texas, but anyway, it turned out that it was hauling a PLO. AK-47s, and the PLO at that time, of course, was being armed by the Soviets, but it was hauling them into Nicaragua to support the Sandinistas. But
let's not forget, Bob, that Yasser Arafat was bankrolled by the Israelis. You don't want to leave that out of the picture either, do you?
Yasser Arafat was also a Marxist. But mm-hmm. I think we have to be very careful here, because right now, I mean, the things that are going on in the Mideast reflect this idea that
he didn't want to answer
what Mao has. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, what Mao has to say, that all power flows from the barrel of the gun, and now we're about ready to turn several thousand M60 main battle tanks over to the so-called Muslim Brotherhood. I would expect people to get pretty antsy, and I would like to know what went on between Hillary and the meeting of the foreign ministers that respects a so-called democratic revolution. And incidentally, you notice that Mubarak did have a state which allowed pluralism, and it also allowed peaceful demonstration, and just a few percent can multiply up as quickly as Lenin's Bolsheviki. Just a handful of revolutionaries called themselves the majority.
You know, Bob, what just popped into my mind as you're sort of recapitulating the neocon script for what's going on over in Egypt. If you won't take too much offense at that, I like to needle you a little bit. But what popped into my mind was that scene in the movie Braveheart, where the English magistrate comes out and they've captured Mel Gibson's wife, you know, his girlfriend now wife. They've got her captured and tied to a post. They're about to cut her. He's about to cut her throat, and he says something to the effect of, "Have we not lived in relative peace and harmony while I've been here, and I've always been careful to not be too harsh in the application of our laws and what have you. And this day's lawlessness is how you repay me." That's what you sound like, Bob, and I don't want to be too hard on you. Is Mubarak,
well, I'll tell you.
Mubarak was a kind jailer, but you know he was an Israeli. He wasn't. Now, easy on the laugh. You know darn well that he was an American Israeli puppet that was in there for 30 years. Okay, I can't take the laughter. I don't mind adversarial. I don't mind argumentation, but I can't take that condescending laughter. The guy, Clint. Do we afford the Egyptian form of the human being, you know, an Egyptian? Do we afford them humanity and the right to be men, or is it reasonable to say we killed Sadat got killed, this guy who was a military guy got installed as the ruler, and he's there for 30 years and he's got all kinds of people incarcerated without due process. He tortures. He does the bidding of the Israeli-American axis, sort of, you know, that tries to keep a control on everything over there because of the oil. But we want you to, to be okay with that. That's a bizarre, to me, a bizarre line of thought.
Well, that's unfortunately, we've been duped in this country into believing that democracy is not only a good thing where 50%, 51% of the people rule the other 49%, but what we don't realize is that democracy is defined as communism, where, I mean, you know, we're supposed to be a republic in this country. We occupy. We haven't declared a war since, World War II, and we go over and we occupy, and if we don't publicly occupy, we privately, without the benefit of the news media reporting to us, our government and the Israeli government, proven time after time with the Levant affair and other, you know, such things, we go over to these countries and we either secretly or publicly take these things over. We destroy the infrastructure. We put our puppet, you know, leaders in, and if someone like Saddam Hussein tries to do something positive for his country, or the guy down in, I can't remember his name, down in Argentina, you know, we go in and we replace that guy. That is democracy. That is the spread of democracy. We cannot be fooled by this ridiculous notion of spreading democracy. We are spreading U.S.-Israeli interest. And if you think that this guy in Egypt and all that's happening over there right now does not have anything to do with taking over those countries and surrounding Iran even more and taking over the entire Middle East,
right,
you are fooling yourself.
Yeah, no, no. The strategic thinkers in this country have always identified Iran as the biggest threat, the where the core threat to their interests are. And their interests, these geostrategic planners, are not the same as the interests of the people of the United States. They may give us a few crumbs in the form of not too high of petroleum costs or whatever, but they have a ring through our nose too. I want to talk a little bit about Iran as we go on, but we have a caller, apparently have a caller in the mists of the ether out there. Are you still there, caller from Salt Lake?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
This is Martin. Hi, Dale.
Hey, Martin. And, good morning.
Just a little quick about the Middle East there. It's interesting that we can invade these countries, and then when the people fight back, we call them terrorists.
Of course.
That's just interesting. However, yeah. I just kind of wanted to get back to the Latino, the Mexican, selling arms, et cetera. I deal a lot with the Latin people and things like that. But it's interesting because I'm wondering, because I don't know what side they're going to fall on sometime. I mean, because I have them telling me, hey, look, if something goes down, we're coming over to you because you're going to arm us, And I said, well, it depends. And frankly, I might. The thing is, though, is that I have to obviously find out exactly what they're going to be doing, where they're going to be coming from, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know because they don't seem to me because I've talked to them about politics and things like that. And most of them, of course, are still fairly ignorant, like almost everybody. And, I think they want freedom, and I think the thing is that I don't know what side they're going to land on unless I hear them actually talking about, supporting the Latino side. And I don't even believe that's fair to even say that, because I think that most of them want freedom also. So I don't know if they're going to be falling upon the, whether I'm going to be arming them or whether I'm going to be shooting them. I don't know.
Let me just interject here.
What I'm saying is that I want to withhold judgment until I know. And I just was wondering with these guys speaking, what made you, and maybe I just missed something, but I was just wondering what made you think that they're going to fall on the side of attacking America.
Yeah, I didn't know. In the instance of the guys that I on two occasions observed at the gun show, and I think the people Phil is talking about, what we're saying is that they have a kind of an institutional, almost military look about them, it's just very curious that they would be just so well groomed, so neat and tidy, so military in their bearing. Almost, and what errand are they on? Are they it looking like that in order to look not like gangsters, so that they can ease the task they have of transshipping some of the arms or the body armor? And to whom is that? Are those arms going? These are good questions. I know the ambiguities you're talking about. I've thought about a lot, Martin. I really understand what you're saying because the Mexicans are folks are not. By any means monolithic. I mean, they get up here. I've known a lot of Mexican folks, and their reaction to what's left of America is that, holy cow, this is really neat. Do you want to hold over with us for a bit, Martin?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Hold that pose. We're coming back. This is neat, and a lot of them can fall in love with the Jeffersonian America and the Constitution and all that business. Well,
AM
parts
630,
of it.
K-Talk. Utah's independent radio voice for 45 years.
Are you a baby boomer or an empty nester? Were you born between 1946 and 1960? If so, you are a perfect candidate for the new techniques called tooth-conserving dentistry. These new techniques help eliminate the need for root canals, crowns, or caps, even if your teeth are already damaged or have large fillings. The new techniques can even replace missing teeth without dentures, partials, or bridges. Call 254-0835. That's 254-0835 for a free consultation.
Hi, this is Tim Alders, urging you to call my friends at American Financing. You could be saving $300 to $500 a month in as little as 2 weeks. It's money that can go into your pocket, your savings account, or for your future. Refinance with American Financing and keep more of your money. Work with salaried mortgage loan officers, not high-pressure, commissioned employees. American Financing can pre-qualify you in an hour and delivers one of the fastest closings in the industry. Call them today at 485-3838. That's 485-3838. You'll work with bankers and in-house underwriters, which makes the refinancing process go more quickly and saves you a lot of money. American Financing wants to make your life easier. They come to you. Act now while mortgage rates are low again. Call American Financing at 801-485-3838 or visit them online at AmericanFinancing.net. Make the move that could save you hundreds of dollars a month. Contact American Financing today, 485-3838 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Dex, I have a toothache,
but it'll probably just go away on its own.
Are you sure? I can find you the perfect dentist in your neighborhood, rated by users like you.
I don't like dentists, and I'm not sure where my phone book is.
Well, that's not a problem. We can use my snazzy new DexKnows.com website, more targeted than before with tons of local listings.
Oh, sounds great. But I have a dial-up modem, and I have a nights and weekends plan, so we probably...
Not to worry. Now Dex is also a mobile app, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. We can find you a dentist right away within a few blocks.
That's, great. But I think the battery on my mobile phone is low, so as much as I totally love to do this...
I know three places nearby where you can get a spare battery. I really think you should look at that tooth.
All right. But I hate reading old magazines in waiting rooms. But what do you say we find a bookstore first so I'll have something to read? And I could use a haircut.
Uh-huh.
The most complete local info in the book at DexKnows.com and on your mobile device. DexKnows.
The voice of Utah. AM 630 K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live local two-way talk.
Oh, that's it. The time is flying by. It's 7:43 and a little bit of change. Now we've got Greg Walton. Greg, I hope it was okay to say your last name. I just blabbed it over to several thousand people. Anyway, welcome, Greg. Glad to have you as part of the conversation this morning.
Thanks.
And we've got Martin who's held over. Martin, my guests are over here exchanging opinions about this thing we've talked about, which is that the attitude, you really never know with Mexican folks how they view the reconquest, the reconquista. My sense is, Clint, that most of them quietly are enthused about it, but then others are appalled, especially people who have been here for three or four generations of Mexican descent.
In my opinion, and that's what I think we need to be careful about, because really, from my standpoint, I'm actually just as worried about, I don't know if I want to use the term worried, but sorry for my lack of language skills, but I wonder about the Christians as much as I wonder about the Mexicans. So the way I look at it, until we speak to them individually, I think it's hard for us to really tell where they are on things, because I'll tell you, I don't necessarily, I mean, I hear the Christians on this station day after day saying that how we can't have the Muslim Brotherhood, or you know, how these people in these countries can't have the people in power who they want, because look how bad they're going to be.
Well, yeah, talking up the ethnic cleansing of Islam, essentially.
Right, and the thing is that, well, wait a second, the dictators we've been putting in for the last 50 or so years haven't been doing too well. So, you know, why can't they choose their own people? You know, so their Muslim Brotherhood or whatever, who cares? Because I'll tell you, our people, I don't think, have been any better. So that we've put in to, you know, in their position. And so I'm just saying that maybe, now, you know, it's when I talk to these people, I'm not worried about them. And of course, maybe I'm ignorant here. That's certainly a possibility.
Well, you know, let's just stop calling them these people and them,
okay,
and their, you know, a lot of these are
true.
these are people just like you and me. Let's just get
and
that.
You're right. That's exactly right. They and the thing is that I, in my dealings I don't know what to call. You know, with actually, they're my friends. My dealings with them. I mean, I feel that they're gonna end up on the side if as long as they're informed. That the only thing is they may not be informed properly. Well, but if they know the right side, the good side, I believe that that's the side they want to be on.
Okay,
and maybe I shouldn't call them they. I don't know.
Let's Clinton.
So there's some holes here that we need to address. First of all, we're talking about people who are manipulated and completely driven in the wrong direction when we're talking about the Mexican population that comes to America. We're talking about people who come here. And you know, I got to give out a sign of respect to these people who come here as aliens, and they're the only people that are actually getting in the streets and protesting. They're getting in the streets and they're protesting against the American government, saying that they want equal rights, while Americans who are complete slaves without even knowing it, who need licenses and permits and everything to do anything. They can't build on their own property. If they don't pay their property tax, it gets taken by the government. We are slaves in this country and we don't even understand that we are. And here we are talking about these people who come to America, by the way, and actually leave America because it's not free after all. They don't have, it's not the land of opportunity. Take Chinese people. They come over here. They say, well, you know, China isn't really a communist country. There's only about 200 communists in the whole darn country. They come over here. They try a couple different states, and they leave because China is more free.
Yeah, Clint and Martin and Greg, hey. You know, I had one program down here where we just run a red off of the Brown Berets website. Brown Beret is a pretty fringe, I don't know, it's a pretty radical organization. They're a militant paramilitary type of Mexican rights organization, you might say. They're kind of the spear point of the Reconquista in some people's eyes. And, you know, I praise them because unlike the slobs that are trying to act like they really love the United States, and they try to insinuate a whole bunch of laws in this country that keep Americans from acting like Americans, like hate crime legislation. Well, we have hate crime law now in this state. Instead of all of this sophistry and deception, they're basically right in your face. Who is the great Clint, the really fiery black minister, Farrakhan. You know, people hate Farrakhan and because he's very hard on white people, very hard on Jewish people and the Jewish faith and everything. But I said, I would say, Martin, to you or anybody else listening, give me a Farrakhan any day. He, you know, then this slow death that we're experiencing in the United States. Let's let Martin respond and we'll carry on.
Yeah, all I wanted to say is that before we pass judgment, let's just be a little bit cautious, that's all, because, you know, because I'm not certain that they're really going to be against us.
All right, thanks, Martin. Thanks for your call. And I think Martin's basically saying, let's act like Americans and give everybody their
Absolutely.
Due. I wish that were the case, you know, with our government, that we could be treated as individuals rather than protected classes and what have you. Greg, we've kept you pretty silent, and I mentioned that you were here, but say good morning to everybody. We're coming up to our large audience distribution as our power will come up shortly here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
And Greg, why did you get involved in We Are Change?
I just saw the American Way of Life just going down the tubes, and I looked into, you know, finding answers. You know, why is the economy doing things it's doing? Why does our government act the way it does? And, you know, I found a lot of answers.
Don't you find, though, that the deeper you dig, the greater the woe, the greater the knowledge, the greater the woe? I mean, it's so much worse than I'll bet it's so much worse than you ever really imagined before you started to actually confront bureaucrats, before you actually saw how vicious they are and how entrenched they are.
Yeah. In the beginning, it was, you know, it scares you because you learn all these things about how your government operates. And, but, you know, the more you learn, the better you feel, the more empowered you are, and it's just not as scary anymore. You know, you feel like you got to make, you got to stand up, use your voice. You know.
Do you think they're also afraid as a class? I mean, we're painting with a really broad brush, and I know, folks, there are lots of wonderfully conscientious public servants, and you know, healthy people with healthy motivations and everything that enter government thinking that they're doing right, and you know, the control machine, become part of the control machine innocently, I suppose, or naively at least. But so we're not trying to indict every single human being. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. But as a class, say, if we might generalize for a bit, Greg and Clint, do you think the bureaucratic class is starting to get a little bit nervous? You see signs that they're you know, starting to twitch a little bit, and sort of like a herd of sheep or a herd of muskox starting to tighten up the herd and circle and get into a siege mentality or something like that?
You know, I really don't think they are. I think they've become so arrogant, mm-hmm, that they think they can pretty much do what they want. I mean, they're right now in Ohio. I don't know if you heard about this. They're talking about taking over the pension funds up there. They're talking about taking away the rights of the teachers so they don't have collective bargaining rights anymore. They're pretty much union busting up there, mm-hmm, and they're doing it openly. They're doing all these things. They're doing quite openly now, whereas in the past they haven't been so open about their tyranny. So I'm not sure that they're – I think they're feeling very confident that we're not going to do anything,
mm-hmm,
honestly. Well,
Greg, do you see this same view, that it's still the power curve is still climbing with bureaucrats, and they're in, you know, they're sort of in their glory, as it were?
I do. I feel like legislation just really hasn't changed. They're still pushing the envelope. They don't think that the American people are going to stand up and fight for their rights like, you know, other people around the world. And you know, it's starting to look that way, and that's why me and Clint do what we do.
Yeah, no, I mean, the empowerment that takes place, I've seen it firsthand in a place like Utah that's even quieter than the rest of the United States in terms of accepting bureaucratic dicta. You know, they get up on their hind legs really quick. I've noticed it with the zoning officers. I always talk about them. They come out and they expect the heels to snap together and a yes sir and a no sir. People who are out talking to you about the length of your grass or how old your car is or how long it's been since it's been tagged properly or whatever. It's amazing to deal with a Utah bureaucrat at that level. And then, of course, Clint, you've done some great research about the consolidation of the police forces here in the valley, the corporatization of those police forces. The flagrant. And, of course, we get on K-Talk. We've gotten on the Drive Time program on K-Talk, which is this one right here, the big one, and blasted across the valley the news that the UPD is a really fraudulent institution. It should be illegal if the proper application of law was executed, and really nothing has happened that I could see from us talking about it. It's like we send out these lightning bolts and they hit a dampening
field.
They
fizzle.
We're yeah, in the wrong state.
Oh, yeah. Again, the sheriff was basically appointed. After being elected sheriff, he was appointed as the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the Unified Police Department, after dissolving the sheriff's department. If that is not corporate tyranny, this is a private corporation now, this whole police force, with multi-jurisdiction. In other words, the Draper police can arrest you in Salt Lake City. I mean, if that is not
convenient,
how can people just sit around and say, "Oh, that's okay. They're police. They're good. They're no." Actually, what really, you know, this is my opinion, and not the opinion of K-Talk. Yeah, whatever. The sheriff needs to be recalled, first of all, and arrested for treason. The mayors of each city who agreed to this need to be arrested. The mayor of the county needs to be hung up. I mean, literally, these guys. We aren't doing anything about this, and yet we have a police state in the county of Salt Lake, and we're not doing anything about it.
Well,
nothing.
Maybe when it really shows its true character against a broader patch of the population, maybe something will happen. Let's talk to a couple more people, and we'll hold you over if you're still on hold. If we don't get to you, we've got just a minute and a half or so. Good morning, Salt Lake City. You're on the air.
Hello, is this Dale? William?
Yes, it is.
Yes, what would you say, Dale, if I accused you and Todd Larson of being subversive?
Todd?
Very dangerous.
Well, Todd wouldn't hurt a fly. Why are you mad at Todd?
Oh, I'm mad at you, too.
No, Todd is... Now, you understand Todd's
very
not here.
Dangerous.
I'm dangerous, okay.
Dangerous.
I am so happy that that Dale is dangerous because he's my hero because he's sure dangerous.
Are.
Do you want to flesh that out, friend caller? Do you want to explain that, or do you just want to leave it stand?
Oh, let's just let it stand, you commie pinko.
Okay. You've made my morning. That's great. Take another sip and have some coffee, too, while you're at it. Let's see here. What's our time? We've got
the Kool-Aid. Wow.
You know, that's we don't great. Have time to bring on this next caller, but I'll talk to you through the break, and we'll hold you over if you're so inclined. It's the Jack Stockwell radio program. Admittedly, we're going all over the map of politics this morning, but we're having a good time doing it. You're welcome to join us. The phone numbers to get on the air next hour will be in Salt Lake City, 801-254-5855. Weber North Davis County is 801-670-5855.
Obviously, we're not screening calls.
And, yeah, you can tell that, too. And Utah County, 801-470-5855. There's going to be a lot of interest. I just want to make sure people understand. You know, Jack has been here 15 years. Like, I mean, the man is an animal in terms of energy level, of work ethic. And he'll be back, and he will do that program about astrophysics and planetary bodies, maybe heading this way next week.
AM 630, K-Talk. When you're talking ethics, integrity, and honesty, you're talking K-Talk.
Do you have a first and second mortgage and worry that you're upside down on your home? Did you know you can still refinance even if your second mortgage is over 100% loan to value? American Financing specializes in this program by refinancing your first mortgage into a low fixed rate while leaving your second loan intact. If you thought you couldn't take advantage of these historically low rates, now you can. With one phone call, you can save hundreds of dollars a month. Call 801-485-3838. Financing has salary-based loan officers, not 100% commission, so you know they have your best interest at heart. They have an in-house underwriting with local decisions. Work with bankers that can qualify you in an hour. If you thought you couldn't qualify, now you can. Call the mortgage company that shares your values and mine. American Financing at 801-485-3838. That's 485-3838. Or visit them on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Glorious food. Do you miss the good old days when taxes were low, gas was cheap, and the food was hot, delicious, and home-cooked by folks who treated you like family? Well, those days are back again at the Belgian Waffle and Omelet Inn, 7331 South, 900 East in Midvale. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, serving home-style American food for the whole family. Daily specials, kids menu, and breakfast anytime. The Belgian Waffle and Omelet Inn features a family-friendly environment and food just like Grandma used to make. There's even a private meeting space that holds up to 28 people. Warm, inviting, easy to find at 7331 South and 900 East. The Belgian Waffle and Omelet Inn should be your next stop for delicious food without the high price. Always open, always delicious. The Belgian Waffle and Omelet Inn, 7331 South and 900 East. Food, glorious food, 24/7.
You're listening to Utah's first number one talk station. K-Talk, AM 630, KTKK, Sandy, Salt Lake City. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Cheryl Castro. Finance chiefs and central bankers are heading to Paris. They're set to tackle some of the world's toughest financial problems at a G20 meeting. Topics on the table include measuring economic imbalances between big exporters and big borrower nations, also dealing with the Chinese currency and tackling inflation worries. The U.S. House is back in session today, working to finish up a Republican-backed spending bill that would cut $60 billion. Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen argues some of the cuts have been too drastic.
I do not like the deep cuts made in Head Start programs and education programs. That is a very short-sighted approach.
A government shutdown is possible if both sides cannot reach agreement by early next month. A budget battle in Wisconsin means schools are canceled for a third straight day in Madison. Senator John Erpenbach is one of 14 Democratic state senators to cross the Wisconsin border into Illinois. They're protesting proposed cuts to teachers and other state workers' benefits and collective bargaining rights.
We actually had to leave the state to slow the process down, to bring the governor back to the table, hopefully, and for people's voices to be heard.
Supporters of the bill say it's necessary to deal with a huge budget deficit. Egypt is celebrating a victory day today to mark 1 week since their president stepped down. CNN's Fanula Sweeney is in Cairo.
Crowds congregating after Friday prayers in the square itself. They heard from a sheikh who had been exiled for many years in Qatar, who said that this revolution was the Egyptians' people and it had only just begun.
Violence intensifying in uprisings elsewhere. A grenade was hurled into a crowd of anti-government protesters in Yemen. At least one person was killed, 43 others injured. And witnesses report more gunfire in Bahrain's capital. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Forest Hills porcelain tile, now just 98 cents a square foot. A beautiful new look for a surprising low price. Use them inside or out. These tiles are made to handle whatever you dish out beautifully. We're lowering the cost of first steps towards a new floor with durable Forest Hills porcelain tiles, now just 98 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Head to Lowe's for the President's Day event and save Benjamins, Washingtons, and the rest of them. Right now, get 18-month special financing on purchases of $397 or more when you use your Lowe's card. And take 15% off Energy Star appliances or 10% off other major appliances, $397 and up. Plus, an instant $5 off with every $50 purchase on paint and paint supplies. Celebrate with savings. President's Day at Lowe's. Experience. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offers valid 2/17/11 to 2/21/11. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Tune in on Sundays at 4 p.m. to learn the latest cutting-edge science of health with your hosts Hugo Rodier, M.D. and Gary Olson, D.C. on the Integrative Health Show, sponsored by Pioneer Comprehensive Medical Clinic in Draper. Our country is suffering from poor health due to nutritional, environmental, and stress problems. Learn how to address these problems and not rely on symptomatic treatments that often have too many side effects. The Integrative Health Show, Sundays at 4 p.m. on KTalk AM 630.
Jack Swanwell!
Broadcasting live from the KTKK studios in Salt Lake City, Utah, this is the Jack Stockwell radio program. To contact Jack from Salt Lake City, dial 254-5855. And now the consummate voice of sense and sensibility himself, Jack Stockwell.
I tell you, what goes on in the booth in terms of a conversation is better radio than what goes over the air once the needles start to move and the broadcast resumes. We're glad to be with you here one more time. It's Dale Williams sitting in for Jack Stockwell. Jack is fine. Jack is on business down in St. George. And I'm just happy to be here and have a voice and happy to be in the company of Patriots. Greg Walton's with us and Clint Richardson. both of We Are Change Utah. And then we're going to talk a little bit about We Are Change Utah this hour. I'm going to talk to you about how to look at them on the internet, how to talk to them, get in touch with them, maybe get involved with some of the things they do. They cast a broad net. They get involved wherever there's, there's a rich target environment in terms of abuses of common folks by the bureaucracies, the layers and layers and layers of bureaucracies in the state of Utah, and they get involved in all of that. And we'll get talking to them a little bit, talking to you on the open lines that are available at 254-5855 today, and we're just having a free-ranging discussion, having a good time. It's sort of like a town hall meeting, and I enjoy that kind of program. We've got Mills Crenshaw, who's called in on our guest line, who wants to say something about his program today. Let's take care of that right now. Mills, what's on your mind?
Good morning. By the way, you guys are having entirely too much fun. Stop immediately.
Yeah, we are having fun. You're absolutely right. But you would know how that is, right?
Yeah, and it is fun. And today is Friday, so on Drive Time Live this afternoon, the topics will be pretty much open, but we are going to cover one thing that I think is important, and that is who is the 12th imam and why is that important to us. All that and open phone forum this afternoon at 4 on the Mills Crenshaw Show, Drive Time Live.
The 12th imam, is that whole business about the guy coming out the well and all that?
Yeah, actually, it's a cave. I don't know where the well stuff came from, We'll get into that in some detail this afternoon.
All right, Mills. Thanks for checking in with us, and we will talk to you a little later.
Have more fun.
Okay. Okay, it's 8:07, almost 8:08. We've got calls queuing up. I've got my guests who they're kind of getting their feet planted, getting ready. Very, very lethal people. I have ideologically lethal. Let's see if Hank is still here. Hank, what's on your mind?
This question goes to your guest there, Clint.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find some more information on that voluntary investment fund that you mentioned a few weeks back. According to J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, there is no such fund that exists.
Which fund are you referring to?
That investment fund, that voluntary investment fund that you talked about.
Are you talking about the one that all the cities and the county are invested in, the state investment fund?
Right.
It's on the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. So if you type into your browser, your Yahoo or your Google or whatever you use, and you type in, say, Sandy Comprehensive Annual Financial Report 2010 or 2009, and you look through that report, down towards the end of the report, you will find in any city or the county that you bring up in Salt Lake, or any city in Utah, for that matter, as well as the Utah State CAFR, you will find that fund. And I honestly can't remember what that's called at the moment, but I believe it was the State Treasurer's Fund.
Come on, Clint, it's only $303 million.
Yeah.
Don't they report on the business section of the Sunday paper? Don't they report the earnings every week? So you can find it in the New York City a Freudian slip in the Salt Lake City newspapers as well, Colin.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
All right, well, I appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
man.
Hank.
You guys do the good work.
All right, keep listening, man. Now, that leaves all lines open. Let me just give the Salt Lake phone number one time. We've got calls flitting in and flitting out. People are very impatient. Here it is, 801-254-5855. So my guests are here, and we had this conversation. Again, it's Greg Walton, Clint Richardson. We Are Change Utah. We had this conversation about the SPLC. You throw these acronyms around on the radio, people don't have any idea what you're talking about. The Southern Poverty Law Center. During the break, we were talking about that if you really watch the way, in my mind, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the Southern Poverty Law Centers are adjuncts one of the other. I don't know if that's, they're maybe not tied directly, but they're basically suffused with Israeli money. They're doing the bidding of keeping down any kind of incipient, what they see as redneck, old-time America, KKK type of cultural manifestation. But if you look at it with a little bit more objectively, what they do, they're geniuses, Clint and Greg. They are absolute genius at looking at the very sight of what they see as a brush fire, the very first spark of any kind of American nationalism, a rebirth of American nationalism. And they will go right to the site where that might be happening, where a man is actually acting like a man, say, down on his ranch on the border of Texas and Mexico. He might stop and detain for the Border Patrol in a voluntary way, in the aspect of a volunteer, someone crossing his ranch and thus the border of the United States illegally. A couple of Guatemalan people happened with. Well, those Guatemalan folks ended up owning the ranch I'm referring to. It was awarded to them as a result of a lawsuit, and that lawsuit is, of course, conducted by entities like the SPLC. So I'm going to be watching for you, Clint Richardson and Greg Walton and others of We Are Change on those two websites, and I understand what they're doing, because if ever there is an America, a real America, again, that understands in some kind of enlightened way its self-interest, its national interest, it will stop the flood of foreign aid to places like Egypt on behalf of the Israelis, to pacify the ruling class over there in Egypt, to pay them off, to give those 8,000 M60 main battle tanks to a country like that, and all this other stuff the callers are talking about. That kind of nonsense will stop. And old Israel will have to fend for itself, which it can do very well, and we won't be in the middle of all of these police actions over there, these 10-year deployments, beating up our military, wearing our military out, destroying the mental health of hundreds of thousands of kids in the military, on and on and on. You know where I'm going, boys, right? You know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, well, so you're pretty much, the simple way of saying that is that the American Army is the new Red Army, the new, from the Bolshevik Revolution. So, the Southern, we are honored as We Are Change Utah and many other groups like us, a lot of We Are Changes around the country, because we're each individual groups, and our particular group is not incorporated, so we don't have any ties in that way, which is a good thing. But we are actually listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center as a terrorist group, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is because we actually talk about things like Zionism. We actually confront politicians on their dirty deeds, get right up in their face, can ask them questions. And we report things that you won't hear in the mainstream news. Now, if that is terrorist act, is that if anyone out there considers that a terrorist act, mm-hmm. then, maybe I need to get refreshed on what terrorism means.
I like what you're saying, Clint, but I also realize that it's not just falling on deaf ears in a lot of our listenership. I dial around on the radio. I listen to this station. I listen to the other talk radio stations in the Valley. And, you know, I hear, for the most part, wall-to-wall neocon scripted programming. And there's got to be a reason. I mean, that's got to sell, for one thing. These stations keep themselves in business by providing what people are conditioned to expect as a definition of conservatism, of Americanism. And so when somebody like you or I or Greg get on the air and say, you know, maybe the Iranians have a right to be a little angry, I don't think a lot of the listeners can assimilate. They can't process that. Now, do you know anything about the history of Iran in the last 60 years?
I mean, not a lot. I know it's a beautiful country.
Well, of course.
It's very wealthy, and it's got a very powerful military.
Let's just throw this out, and then we want to let you guys talk about We Are Change a little bit and stop kind of walking over you so much. But I got to get this off my chest, you know? The history, I think there's certain articles of major elements of the history of Iran. A guy really ought to know. A gal ought to know. They had a popular leader over there. His name was Mohammad Mossadegh. They were talking late 50s. Now, his radical view, Clint and Greg, his radical idea was that about 25% of the revenues of the oil extraction, you know, the oil business being run by transnational corporations, BP and what have you, over in Iran, that about 25% of that should be retained for the benefit of the Iranian people.
No.
Now, The fixers that were sent by the thousands. I'm talking about CIA operatives and assets. and undoubtedly operatives from other Western intelligence agencies, were sent into Iran to create havoc, and they havoc they did create, burning buildings, buses, civilians killed, children killed, lots of injuries, lots of false flag events, terrorist acts, and then, of course, all these being attributed in the bought and paid for press to Mohammad Mossadegh. He spent the rest of his life under house arrest. And there was not a sharing, even a dipping of the beak, as it were, for the Iranian people. And they know that. That happened in the 50s. And not only that, but we got rid of Mossadegh and installed the Shah of Iran, who had an enormous jail apparatus over there, torture and detainment without due process sort of apparatus that ran for years and years and years. And, of course, it helped radicalize the country, which is very Western-oriented in a lot of ways, very interested in Western culture by nature, those folks are. They share a common racial history with us and all the rest of it. Anyway, my point is we have done them dirty by controlling their country, by having vicious dictators put in place as, you know, their rulers, as our puppets. And I just don't understand how it is American and conservative to not recognize them as human beings with the right to resent that. You see where I'm going?
Well, absolutely. Again, this is a case of America continuously for the last, I don't know, would you say 100 years? Probably less than that, but just continuously placing its people into government. And it's not just people. It's you know, the president of France is a Zionist. The African National Congress is a Zionist organization. I mean, we're not just placing people of that culture per se. We're placing specific terrorist groups in as these dictators, as you say. So it's a very frightening thing when you start to realize who all these people are. Definitely.
Well, I mean, it is such a sad irony that the fruit of the Enlightenment, the real where the Enlightenment actually came into existence, into the real world, it was actualized. The brainy people would say. It the rubber met the road. We actually got a functioning republic here a couple hundred years ago. That from that is exported the new world order, the idea that people don't have the right to govern themselves. Often we talk about that, but then we install people like we've just described to make sure that the new world order agenda goes forward and the industrial complex that supports it is well fueled. Here we come up to a break. Okay, now we're going to get to local politics a little bit more, and we're going to get to your calls, and we're going to get to We Are Change as we come out of break. Let's get started with a call, and then we'll hold you over a little bit. Utah County, we just want to let you know that we're here. Oh, you hung up on us. Too much speechifying, apparently. 8:19 and change. You've got the Jack Stockwell radio program. Clint Richardson in, Greg Walton in. With We Are Change Utah, we welcome your calls. Let me give you the phone numbers one more time. Lots of open lines this morning, 801-254-585 in Salt Lake County. Down in Utah County, it's 801-470-5855. Weber North Davis County, 801-254-5855. I'm sorry, 670-5855. Let folks know that K-Talk Radio is alive and well, operating freely and as an exchange, an open exchange of ideas and of opinions, not corporate run, and that they can listen to this radio station over the internet from anywhere where there's connection at www.k-talk.com.
AM 630, K-Talk. We live where you live. We shop where you shop. Thanks for supporting the sponsors of K-Talk Radio.
Do you have a first and second mortgage and worry that you're upside down on your home? Did you know you can still refinance even if your second mortgage is over 100% loan to value? American Financing specializes in this program by refinancing your first mortgage into a low fixed rate while leaving your second loan intact. If you thought you couldn't take advantage of these historically low rates, now you can. With one phone call, you can save hundreds of dollars a month. Call 801-485-3838. American Financing has salary-based loan officers, not 100% commission, so you know they have your best interest at heart. They have an in-house underwriting with local decisions. Work with bankers that can qualify you in an hour. If you thought you couldn't qualify, now you can. Call the mortgage company that shares your values and mine. American Financing at 801-485-3838. That's 485-3838. Or visit them on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Have you ever felt that your smile is the least attractive part of your body? Did you ever dream of having a Hollywood makeover but just couldn't afford it? If so, you are a perfect candidate for the new technique called Instant Smile Makeover. Recent advances in technology can give you straight white teeth that look beautiful for a lifetime without the need for braces, bleaching, drilling, or numbing. The new technique can crooked teeth and make them straight in one day. Don't be embarrassed about your smile any longer. Sometimes Mother Nature just needs a little help. Call 254-0835 for a free consultation.
Hi, this is Tim Alders for my friends for American Financing. Last year, mortgage interest rates were at historic lows. If you didn't take advantage of it, you have another chance. Mortgage rates are low again, but they will go up, and this is your opportunity to call right now, 801-485-3838. With today's economy and the changes to the rules regarding financial industry, it's nice to know that American Financing is a stable mortgage company with a history of helping thousands of customers. They specialize in refinancing and home purchasing. American Financing can pre-qualify you in an hour and can close in as fast as 8 days. They are the banker. This helps speed up the approval process, and they can save their customers money with in-house underwriters. They employ salaried mortgage loan officers who are experts, not some high-pressured 100% commission salesperson. American Financing cares about you, and they will come to you for your convenience. 801-485-3838. That's 485-3838. Or visit us at AmericanFinancing.net and tell them Tim Alders sent you.
The Voice of Utah. AM 630 K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live, local, two-way talk.
That's us, 824, coming up in about 40 seconds. It'll be 824. Let's get to We Are Change business and more of the Utah context here, Clint Richardson. And what have you guys been doing? What have you been? What kind of agitation have you been causing, you pinko, you?
Oh, I don't know. Last thing we did was go confront George Bush when he came to Costco. And signing his book. We actually had a guy go in there with a shirt that said Bush lied, and we got his reaction on film and stuff. It's just fun. But we're actually here. You know, the reason I invited Greg here today is because he helps me out with some of my research, because I'm trying to do too many things at once. I'm sure that most of your – and this is what we do. We're an alternative news source. If you go to wearechangeutah.org?
UtahWeAreChange.org.
UtahWeAreChange.org. Or just the WeAreChange.org website, which is the main We Are Change in New York that we're all kind of a branch of, if you want to call it that. You can find some alternative news posted there. We're also, if you want to actually look into us and maybe come to some of our meetings, you can go to meetup.com and just look for We Are Change Utah. And, you know, it's a place to get your opinions and your if you want to do something. We're not opposed to tackling any issue and going out, holding up banners, for passing out information, telling you not to get vaccines, anything, really. But the reason we're here today is because we want to talk about something very important, probably one of the most important things that's not being talked about. And that is, I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with such things as NAFTA and the North American Union and such concepts as that, which are joining Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership.
The Security and Prosperity. Yeah, the love between the Prime Minister and the President.
And there is no such thing, by the way. And some of the hosts down here even have said it doesn't exist, but go ahead. We'll pretend like it does.
Well, let's tackle that.
we'll pretend like the SPP is real.
Exactly. Actually, you know, there's an interesting article that says Obama creates the world's first super state with U.S.-Canada merger, talking about Canada actually giving up its sovereignty in some respects over to the U.S. What we're really talking about... what we're really talking about is... first of all, Obama created an executive order. Okay, executive orders are by the federal government, and because it is of the executive department, it is not congressionally approved. It is like a king passing an order that really only affects the federal government, but mm-hmm. we all think it affects us.
Right.
That executive order is called the Establishment of the President's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. All right? Now, what this guy did, what this guy did was appoint two people to this council, and I'm going to have Greg talk about this in more depth, but he appointed the CEO of General Electric, Jeff Immelt, and Chicago banker Bill Daley. All right? Now, Bill Daley, in the 90s, he ran the Amalgamated Bank in Chicago, owned by a union and one of the city's most politically connected financial institutions, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. So this is the guy who is now in charge of creating jobs. These are the guys who, of course, are responsible for exporting all of our jobs over to countries such as China and everywhere else. Uh-huh. With that, I'm going to hand it over to Greg, and he's going to give you a rundown of this, because this is very important to understand that we are creating this union between Canada and ourselves. So, Greg.
Yeah, this isn't a new thing, this executive orders he's passing and, you know, whatnot. It's gone back to the start of his administration, and this is probably the third executive order he's signed in this fashion, where he states what seems to be to the people a good positive thing. Oh, he's going to create jobs. He's looking out for the economy,
right,
this and that. And it paints a pretty picture. But on top of that, he's appointing special interest committees that oversee these bipartisan, you know, fix-it groups that are in these executive orders. And the groups that are overseeing these executive order committees, they're composed of, you know, the world elite, the billionaires, the CFR members, the
same guys that are conducting the deindustrialization of the United States. Are you talking about that
yes.
kind of guy?
Okay. Yep. Yeah, those you know, the corporate monsters.
Right.
And so while all this, you know, the people are thinking these committees are going to be creating jobs and prosperity and bringing America out of the hole, what's really happening is that, you know, these special interest puppet groups are just, you know, telling them what to do. And you never hear what the outcome of these, you know, committees have come up with in the end. And this latest, you know, story, this with hiring Immelt to chair the committee on creating jobs, and then this union with Canada, and it's just openly spoken about that they've made a silent pact and held it from the people to create jobs and erase borders between U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just read from the government website here, just so you understand what we're talking about when we say a pretty much a merger. This is from the WhiteHouse.gov website.
Yeah, but don't forget, the SPP is a figment of the radical right fringe. Go ahead.
This is from the WhiteHouse.gov website, so it's right from the president. It says, today, President Barack...
So you say. Go ahead.
Today, President Barack Obama and Prime Minister Stephen Harper have directed the creation of a United States-Canada Regulatory Cooperation Council, or RCC, composed of senior regulatory, trade, and foreign affairs officials from both governments. In recognition of our $1 trillion annual trade and investment relationship, the Regulatory Cooperation Council has a two-year mandate to work together to promote economic growth, job creation, and benefits to our consumers and businesses through increased regulatory transparency and coordination.
Well, what the heck are they actually up to? You know, is it too early in the evolution of this discussion to ask that? What is it that they're doing? I mean, this is WTO type stuff, right? This is another layer of NAFTA or CAFTA or whatever, isn't it? It's got to be some kind of fix where these guys expand their profits and make it easier to do to set industrial policy extra governmentally, one would think, or at least separate from the legislature. You see where I'm headed with that?
Well, I see the overall view of this that I see, that you know, the people don't see, is the cooperation between the federal government and corporate America. Mm-hmm. And it's a slow implemental merger, and mm-hmm. it's gone on since, you know, long ago, but since Obama has taken office, he's been hand in hand with General Electric, creating cap and trade programs, embryonic cell research,
right,
which I find controversial. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. That's just me. You know, this Go Green Agenda 21 policy mm-hmm. that, you know, nobody wants to question, you know, that should be out there. GE is a big part of that. And, you know, now we've just erased a border and we're involving the Canadians in all this.
So you're going the same direction. You guys are into the data more than I am, but I recognize the pattern when I see it. Is if you can't pass cap and trade, which is the most absurd, I mean, it is the biggest gun in your face, give me your wallet act I've ever heard of. If you can't get that past the so-called representative body of the people, you know, the legislature of the government, the Congress, then you implement it through these sort of cloudy, mist-shrouded relationships between big corporate entities under the sort of guise of some kind of cross-governmental, you know, governmental cross-pollination between Canada. You see where I'm going, Clint? I mean, that's I could see that. Agenda 21, cap and trade incrementally, as Greg says. That's got to be what this is about, is getting us closer to the consolidation of the globe.
Well, and when we talk about, you know, when Greg says the marriage of government and corporations, again, we have to, you know, this is my area of, I guess, expertise now, is we have to understand that that's already happened, that pension funds alone are responsible for the globalization that we already have. Everybody's worried about globalization and how it's coming, and we need to be afraid of it, but it's already happened. You got to understand that all Fortune 500 companies, again, are already owned by government through its collective stock investments. Mm-hmm. Pension funds, there's so much money in pension funds, trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. Then American government has another $100 trillion set in its investments. We're talking about a government, the United States government, that owns the world, practically. So all this is doing is deregulating the very thing that makes cross-border commerce difficult. It's literally... It's not saying, hey, Canada, you're part of America. It's not that kind of sovereignty we're talking about. Canada is just giving up its regulations, sort of like America gave up its regulations for importing lead-based paint toys and poisonous plastic and melamine in children's milk from China, mm-hmm. just to make its investment-held corporations mm-hmm. make more of a profit, because then they can get these cheap products. Well, the same thing's happening now with Canada mm-hmm. and America, and also Mexico.
Yeah.
So we're talking about our government... in coordination with these other governments, deregulating and making it easier to do dirty business, essentially.
I perhaps tend to oversimplify, but they're basically they're abolitionists. They are abolishing the last vestiges of national sovereignty. They're just taking it down piece by piece. And our nation was set up to run on duties, excises, and tariffs. That was where the central government, small as it was supposed to get all of its operating capital, almost all of it. And it was also supposed to be an instrument that we could, when economic warfare was practiced on us, it was a way of fighting back. And I see this as, just another step in taking that whole process away. It's really almost gone now. Let's take a call and see if we have I have an antidote to all this, and it's the mantra that I usually sing when I'm here at the radio station. I'm going to present it to you guys again and see if you don't agree with me that there is an answer, and that is to have not just a smaller government, but a smaller governmental unit or a smaller sovereign unit. We'll get to that in a moment. Salt Lake City, anybody home?
Hey, good morning, Dale.
Yvonne, how are you, sir?
I should have said good morning to learned men of Zion.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Anyway, I got a question for you. Where do you place Reagan? A lot of people look like they idolized Reagan, but I think he's the one that set up the basis for the new world order in the integration of the two neighbor countries in Canada and Mexico.
Well, okay, Clint, you got a comment on Reagan. Probably you do too, Greg. But I'll hog the mic again for a second, just a second. There's a book by James Perloff, Shadows of Power. It's a Birch book, and it basically tells you the whole story of the Reagans and the Bushes, except it forgets to mention the top of the power pyramid, the central banking families, Rothschilds, Warburgs, Kuhn, Loebs, those people. It just happens to leave that out. Otherwise, it's fine. Actually, it is very good to understand what happened with Reagan. He was not apparently one of the inside insiders, but he had to come to an accommodation with them. He had to execute their main agenda items, which are some of the things you're talking about, Yvonne. And the deeper I've dug into what Reagan really did as opposed to what he said, the more disappointing it is. It's not just the 8 million person amnesty, which it would have been enough in the end to short circuit the United States and make it go away with all the anchor babies and all the rest of it attendant to that, dependence. But it was many very core New World Order agenda items, as you're saying, that Reagan. Let's let Clint comment on it, and Greg, okay, if you have a comment. Boys, anything to say about Ronald Reagan?
I haven't done a lot of research on Reagan, but I mean, you can just place him in the realm of all leaders or so-called leaders in what we have in America, which is technically a oligarchy, a group of people controlling the country. And the president, I mean, let's just face it, the president does not have the power that we give him credit for. So anything that is done and any executive orders and everything else that are signed aren't written by the president, nor are they his idea. So we can sit here and we can talk about these puppeteers that are being foisted on us, and it's great for these guys who are in power behind the scenes, the people that he appoints, because we're concentrating on the president, blaming everything on Obama now or Reagan then, right, with his Reaganomics. Meanwhile, these guys are getting away with murder. As long as they have a puppet head a fountain head that we can blame,
right?
We're not seeing the real picture. So
he's a cutout. And Yvonne, you don't, like, for example, Yvonne, you don't think Barack Obama's, the rise of Barack Obama was a natural phenomenon by any means, right?
Nothing happened by accident.
No.
Let me mention something else.
Yeah.
A lot of police are like the Buy Back America. They glorify Reagan. They claim that he brought the walls down. And this is so far away from the reality. You know, this was a done deal between the CIA and the KGB, according to my sources from Russia. You know, and Reagan has nothing to do. He was a good artist to point the finger and say, hey, Mr. Gorbachev, take down these walls. But what actually he did, he brought a Gorbachev and his associates here to create the Homeland Security Act. And a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah, I can't comment on anything that goes on other programs.
No,
let's go to break. We'll come back with that on that point.
Now, time to service or replace your old furnace? Save time and money. Call Acme Heating and Air Conditioning, offering superior service and installation unmatched in the industry. No patchwork here. We always strive to repair before we replace. If it's time for a new furnace or boiler, we offer quality at pricing that will leave you smiling. We mean it. If a competitor has serviced your heating or cooling system in the past year, we'll credit 50% of what you paid, up to $500 towards a new Acme heating or air conditioning system. And while supplies last, have a new single stage 95% efficiency rated furnace installed for as little as $1,500. Receive a free humidifier with the installation of any new furnace, plus a 2-year parts and labor warranty and emergency 24-hour service. Cash in on the huge tax and utility credits. Call Acme today, 801-467-1050, for upfront pricing with no surprises. Call today, 801-467-1050, 801-467-1050.
Utah Yellow Pages designs and publishes the only true community phone books in Salt Lake City. We make it easier for customers to find businesses and profitable for businesses to find customers. We level the playing field for local companies to score local business. Everyone wins when we keep it local. Call Tanya and mention this ad for a special discount at 801-262-6411, 262-6411, or visit us online at myutahyellowpages.com today.
Hey, this is Naya the Computer Girl from PC Laptops. There's some scary things in this world, like bad people, Brussels sprouts, spyware, and malware really mess up your computer. Your personal information can be sent to the bad man, all the way in Chumbawamba, and he'll do bad things. Many protection programs don't protect you from everything, so people and companies are losing zillions of dollars. At PC Laptops, we've been kicking the bad man's booty for over 17 years. Bring your laptop or desktop computer, no matter what brand it is, into PC Laptops right now for a free evaluation and scan. Do not wait. That's right, the scan and evaluation is free. Free, free, free. In fact, we're so good at it that if we can't fix it, we'll buy it from you. So get into any of our 9 locations right now or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE. Or check us out at PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we love you.
The voice of Utah, AM 630 K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live, local, two-way talk.
All right, we're conducting an open phone forum, as it were. That's the fun kind of radio. It's 843. We're in our last segment on the Jack Stockwell radio program today. We're going to talk to Yvonne and let him sort of put a period at the end of the sentence of what he was trying to say. Yvonne, so you were talking about I think what you were alluding to is the fact that the Berlin Wall coming down, the fall of the Soviet Union, that was a sort of a program thing. And in fact, there were defectors coming out of Russia like Anatoly Golitsyn in the 60s, even as early as the late 1960s, who said, listen, here's what's going to happen. There's going to be glasnost. There's going to be perestroika. There's going to be the fall of the Berlin Wall, and the satellite states are going to be the Soviet satellite states, the East Bloc, is going to be allowed to disintegrate or to go their own way. And they laughed at Golitsyn. The CIA laughed at Golitsyn until it happened. I think that's where you're going, is it not, Yvonne? Oh, let's designate you and let you actually talk on the air. Go ahead, Yvonne.
And Clint also put a thing in something important. That the president is just a puppet. They dug the front of that. Now, look at Clinton. When Clinton was in the place, remember that the Mexican fiasco?
The what fiasco?
The Mexican fiasco.
Oh, you're talking about the $50 billion we handed him?
Yeah. Remember that Clinton went against, say, no more bailout for the bankers. What happened the very next day? The story of Monica Lewinsky surfaced, and after mm-hmm. that, he did whatever they asked him to do.
Yeah.
And that just shows you there how potent is the president.
Right. Right, and you look at her family background, you go back, there's certainly a suggestion, a shadow of involvement with Israeli intelligence and a whole bunch of other intrigues. Yeah, it's I mean, we could do a whole program on the fact that the president is more a puppet, a figurehead than he's ever been. We haven't really had a president since John Kennedy, a president that might act autonomously, and that's what happens. Yvonne, you get a rifle round through the front of your head if you get talking like you're talking and you're the president of the United States.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks, Yvonne. We're gonna go on. We've got Tim. We've got another host from K Talk. Want to show a little deference there? We've got We Are Change Boys here. Greg Walton, Clint Richardson. I continue to try to call him something he's not named. But let's give Tim a little airtime and get something off his chest. Tim, are you still there?
Yep. Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hey, you know, and don't worry, I butcher names all the time.
Yeah.
So that's good. Hey, I was just gonna say, I don't glorify any president. I just look for the words that the president speak, and if they actually followed their words, we could have great men. Mm-hmm. They focus our attention, as you're saying, the puppet masters focus our attention on a key figure, and that's who we put all our blame or our salvation into the hands of, and they love it that way because then they're not out in the open.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It has gotten worse. You guys are talking about the North American Trade Agreement or the New World Order concept of Canada and Mexico.
Well, yeah, and I'm not sure what we're actually calling this latest thing. Now, you called it the RCC, Clint?
Yes.
It's like another. It appears to be a latest blooming of the overarching SPP thing. You know, the Security Prosperity Partnership, which. Gets laughed at, but essentially it was an agreement signed completely outside of any legislative involvement, just by the three executives of Canada, Mexico, the United States, back in, I don't know what it was it 2005, something like that. You remember,
well,
Tim, you know, right? SPP.
Yeah, and it was. You have the year right. I'm pretty sure,
mm-hmm.
But. It's amazing that we keep allowing these executives to appoint, as you say, czars and people over this process without going through the legislative process. And they're doing that because they don't want it to be out in the open. They just want to take control. And that's what we need to fight. And the We Are Change people are great. I love your show. I tell people all the time, if you have a problem with facts with Reagan, send me facts, I'll review them just like any of our hosts will. Mm-hmm. We love reading, we love researching, mm-hmm. But don't get on and say conspiracies. Conspiracies are great, we know they happen, but we can't do anything about it if we don't have facts to back it up. So
I would just refer people to that Perloff, that's the Shadows of Power. It's a book that's actually managed to keep its legs under it all these years, because the guy goes in and talks about how Reagan was given an offer he couldn't refuse, and that he would comply with the agenda of the New World Order types like the Bush family. Anyway, Tim, thanks for coming on today.
Hey, listen.
Great show, Jack.
Yeah. okay, take care.
You know, as far as the word conspiracy, it's a funny thing that word has been taken so, it's been made into such a ridiculous concept, and yet in the U.S. code, the corporate code, of the federal government, essentially, there's actually a code, and I wish I had an internet connection, but in U.S. code, it actually defines the word conspiracy as a plan between two or more people, and allows the citizens, us, the employees, essentially, of the federal government, which is all of us with Social Security numbers, it actually allows us to sue and take to court the government or any entity that commits a conspiracy. The conspiracy, as defined in U.S. code, is any plan between two or more government officials who try to or attempt to or succeed in taking away the constitutional rights of the citizen. So the word conspiracy theory is something used by mainstream media to discredit groups like ours who are trying to talk about this lack of sovereignty, the giving up of mm-hmm. sovereignty from Canada to America. And one of its supporters, they actually says, the one of the supportive stakeholders in the merger of Canada with the United States is called the Canadian Council of Chief Executives, the CCCE, who in their statement supporting it, this merger, says that this is the kind of government action that we in the business community of Canada have been seeking for years. Okay? That is a conspiracy. Whatever you want to call it, this is a conspiracy between two governments to actually open the borders, erase the borders, and make it easier for the governments of those countries who own their businesses, their corporations, through stock investment, to conduct business with each other. This is the definition of a massive conspiracy as defined by U.S. code.
Fair enough. We are Change Guys. We're down to 7 minutes or so in the program. There's also a bunch of calls waiting. I'd like to get to all of them if you're on hold. What do you want people to know as far as We Are Change before the clock runs out on us today?
Well, like I said, you can. We have a meeting every month. In fact, we're having one, I believe, in a week or so. We talk about these things. We reveal information. We do street actions, and we go and we confront politicians and get it on film, which is the most fun part, because no one else is doing it, certainly not the mainstream media. So you can again, UtahWeAreChange.org, WeAreChange.org, and Meetup.com. You can search for We Are Change Utah. It's an outlet to talk. It's an outlet to meet people who are like-minded, who want to get together. Using their free speech, free assembly, freedom of religion, freedom. We're actually using our rights without incorporating and getting together and doing these things. That is a very rare bird, if you ask me.
Now let's take some calls. We've got good callers coming. We've got time to get to most of them here on the Jack Stockwell Show. Salt Lake City, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Running short on time. Go ahead.
I actually didn't get to talk to anyone, so I wasn't intending to be on the air, but I was hoping that I could talk with you personally, Dale.
Okay.
I called in last week to leave my name and phone number and in hopes that you would be back in touch with me.
All right. Well, caller, let me put you back on hold. If you can hold that pose for... Oh, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes. I'll be free to come back in and talk to you. So give it a try, and we'll talk off the air. Salt Lake City, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jeff. You got hear me?
Yes, yes, Jeff, fire away.
Hey, really quick. Sometimes I feel like we're kind of working in the devil's camp. What I learned really quick is there are actually two nations. There's the corporate democracy, and then we have the republic. I think there's nobody in office. In the Republic, the Constitution is alive and well, just nobody has access to it. It's like going to the Vatican and trying to go, try to take control of the Vatican on the inside. And once you know what the powers are doing, you're not going to get very far. And I'm an educator, and I know that there's been a dumbing down for a long time in a lot of different arenas, especially in education. And I think I love this quote by Samuel Adams. He said, "It is natural for men to deal in the illusions of hope, but as for me, I want to know the worst, the truth, and prepare for it." So that's kind of my, I'm thinking right now, we're in for some tough times, and I think
Jeff, we're short on time. I want to cut into you. I want to comment, and I want to say how appropriate your comments are this morning. You've really focused like a laser beam on what we've been trying to talk about. And in my mind, what it is that we do not have representative government. The United States of America hasn't even existed for a long, long time. That's what Clint and Greg have tried to, tried to expose is this thing. And it is really bad to complain about it and give people hope in that we can. In my mind, it's a very unproductive undertaking to try to engender hope. That the legislative process as it exists now can offer a way out of this. We have to, if we want a nation, we have to birth a nation again, in my view. And the states, as we call them, the states were meant to be nations. They were meant to stand tall and on their own legs as nations if the central government went off the reservation, as almost all of the really good founding fathers knew it would. And so it's not anti-American to say that Wyoming, Montana, Texas, should be nations. And that's how we stop the RCC or the SPP.
That's how we stop it.
If we want to reconvene and have our defense coalition again, we can do that.
Right. Well, thanks for taking my call, and Dale, it's nice to hear you on the air. I love it. You're my favorite guest.
Thank you,
Jeff.
Go ahead and talk to him.
Before, I guess he's gone now. But if you're still listening, man, there is a great website that, since you're an educator, that you should probably know about, called Trivium Education, and that is spelled TRIVIUM Education, and I believe it's .com. And basically, these guys are getting together, and these are very, very prominent guys, including Corbett, the Corbett Report, are getting together trying to teach people the old liberal arts education from the Aristotle days, the grammar, logic, rhetoric, mathematics, astronomy, all of those things. Very important to know that Ivy League schools are getting that education. Our politicians are getting that education, which is why they can do what they do while we are dumbed down. So if you learn the liberal arts and go to that triviumeducation.com, learn logical fallacies, illogical fallacies, it will, and you should be teaching this to your children, or at least in secret, giving them information on it.
All right, let's talk to our northern line. Are you there? Weber North Davis, one more try. Okay, now let's go down to Salt Lake City one more time, just for a very brief moment. Are you there? Good morning.
Yes, I got this off WorldNet Daily.
About 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, I got this by Jerome R. Corsi. He posted it on WorldNet Daily in 2009. It says, premeditated merger, North American Army created without okay by Congress. U.S. and Canada military ink deal to fight domestic emergencies so that if there's any problem, that Canadians could cross the border, fire on American citizens, and we could do the same if they needed help. That's if a whole town woke up to what's happening. And it has under a picture of them, U.S. Air Force General Gene Renouard, commander of U.S. NORTHCOM, signs agreement February 14, 2008, with Canadian Air Force Lieutenant General Mark.
All right, Susie, that's it. We're at the end. Thanks, guys, and thanks, listeners. Stay with K-Talk.
Hey, it's me, Tim, the host of Buy Back America Radio here on K-Talk Radio, AM 630. Anyone who has ever heard me knows I support American-owned businesses. The people at Flower Patch have long been who I turn to when I have needed to show sympathy or love, or in my case, get out of trouble. Flower Patch was established in 1977, and their belief that everyone should have access to beautiful, affordable flowers still holds true today. Flower Patch has 8 convenient locations across Utah to provide you with only the highest quality flowers for your special occasion. Flower Patch's mission is to exceed the expectations of its customers, never allowing them to be unsatisfied. You can call Flower Patch at 888-865-6858. That's 888-865-6858. Or go to buybackamerica.com and download your free coupon that gives you 10% off when you buy your flowers for your next occasion at Flower Patch.
Hi, this is Tim Alders for my friends for American Financing. Last year, mortgage interest rates were at historic lows. If you didn't take advantage of it, you have another chance. Mortgage rates are low again, but they will go up, and this is your opportunity to call right now, 801-485-3838. With today's economy and the changes to the rules regarding the financial industry, it's nice to know that American Financing is a stable mortgage company with a history of helping thousands of customers. They specialize in refinancing and home purchasing. American Financing can pre-qualify you in an hour and can close in as fast as 8 days. They are the banker. This helps speed up the approval process, and they can save their customers money with in-house underwriters. They employ salaried mortgage loan officers who are experts, not some high-pressured 100% commission salesperson. American Financing cares about you, and they will come to you for your convenience. 801-485-3838. That's 485-3838. Or visit us at AmericanFinancing.net and tell them Tim Alder sent you.
You're listening to Utah's